amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
Brother Gary, thank you for that prayer this morning. Such a glorious day. This is a day the Lord has made.
Amen.
It's just wonderful. You know, in the 14th chapter of John, in the first verse, he says, this is Jesus Christ talking to us. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. That's what it's all about, brothers and sisters. It's about our belief in Jesus Christ and what He has done for each and every one of us. That opens a whole new life for us. When we're in Christ and He's in you, you are lifted above this world. You are no longer of this world, but you are a purchased possession by the blood of Jesus Christ, no longer your own. That is a real blessing if you think about that. This old world will get you down. Jesus Himself said, in this world ye shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world.
Amen.
Hallelujah to that.
Right.
I know that we all have tribulations and troubles from time to time in this world. But be assured, you have an almighty God, and His Son, Jesus Christ, sitting on His right hand, making intercession for us, our advocate, that through Him, we have an audience with the Almighty God above. That's a precious thing. Going on into the 14th chapter, I believe it's down to the 27th verse. This is Jesus talking to us. Do you feel Him in your heart? Do you know Jesus? Can you see Jesus? Can you hear Jesus? The things that are seen are carnal, or they are of this world, temporal. Things that are unseen, they are spiritual. God is a spirit. No man has seen God at any time. But I'll guarantee you, brothers and sisters, if you are a child of God, elect from the foundation of the world, you can feel God that works in you. It is God. We have to work out our own salvation. Not to get to heaven, but we work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Because it is God that worketh in you to will and to do of His good pleasure. I'm so glad I've got that within this old frame. My only prayer today, that we could look beyond this old man and see Jesus. That's what it's all about. We want to see that one, that one day we will see His face. How precious is that? But what I want is, and I pray, that we all can feel His wonderful Spirit within us each and every day that we walk. All things that come from Him are good. The goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. That's what gets you away from doing the old worldly things and that old flesh we heard about yesterday from Brother John. How vile that we can really be. But you're a purchased possession. You're a chosen generation. You're a royal priesthood. You're a peculiar people. A holy nation. That we should show forth praises unto Him who has brought us out of darkness into His marvelous light. Yes, we were sometimes foolish. Yes, we were in darkness. But God is light. What a wonderful thing is that? We can't comprehend that. That just goes above my mind. God is light. But brothers and sisters, what He says here, He says, believe also in Me. You believe in God, believe also in Me. Do you believe there is a God? Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? That He came as a propitiation for our sins? Do you believe that with everything in your heart? If you do, shout hallelujah. Absolutely, we love Jesus Christ. We believe in God. We believe there is Jesus. 27th verse of chapter 14. And I'll try not to spend too much time. I can't wait to hear my dear brother preach again after what he said yesterday. Peace I leave with you. Peace. Have you ever felt peace? In this world, it's everything but peace for me. But when I feel close to my God in heaven and know and feel the hand of Jesus Christ, I feel peace. Listen to what he says. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. My peace. That's Jesus Christ's peace. If you can feel that peace, and if you can follow that peace, there's nothing else in this world you have to worry about. He's going to guide our steps. Not as the world giveth. There's no peace in the world. We think that we have peace because we have a little small checking account or a savings account or, oh, that's my peace. No, brothers and sisters. Peace is in Jesus Christ. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You know, the Scriptures tell us that God is love. And it tells us that there is no fear in love. That's in 1 John. No fear in love. Do you have any fear in this life? We have fears all the time. We have fears of this or fears of that. My dear brothers and sisters, there is no fear in love. And God is love. Take all your burdens to God and leave it there. What a precious thing it is to have a place that we can unburden ourselves in prayer to the Almighty Creator of all things. You have heard how I said unto you, I go away. He's talking about the Comforter in you. And come again unto you. If ye love Me, ye would rejoice. Because I said, I go unto the Father, for My Father is greater than I. This is Jesus Christ talking to His apostles, talking to you and I, about His descent to the right hand of God above. When He said on the cross, it is finished. And it is the finished work of Jesus Christ that we're all saved unto that wonderful eternal kingdom above. But brothers and sisters, we have a kingdom on this earth. Jesus tells us all about it. It is the kingdom of heaven. It's not heaven. It's the kingdom of heaven. He says, it's not low here. It's not low there. It's not by observation, but it's within you. What a precious thing it is to be together, loving and praising God in the kingdom of heaven when you are filled with ecstasy because you know God above exists and you know He sent His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life. It's a precious thing. In fact, it's the most important thing in our lives. And we treat it sometimes by going out that door and thinking about all the worldly things. Listen to what Jesus says. And now I've told you before, it come to pass that when it has come to pass, ye might believe. He is telling us about Himself. And herein I will not talk much with you, for the prince of the world cometh and hath nothing in me. That's old Satan. But that the world might know that I love the Father. All Jesus did was the will of the Father. And He did it perfectly. And as the Father gave me commandment, even so I do. Arise, let's go hence. That right there, brothers and sisters, can get in you and make you want to follow the words and steps of Jesus Christ. He was our example. Do you know Him? Do you feel Him? Do you hear Him? Jesus Christ is our elder brother. Every inheritance that He has, we have bestowed upon us. Let me go into Matthew just a little bit. See what Jesus teaches us. He teaches us all good things in the Scriptures. It's wonderful to read after Him. I'll read sometimes, and then I'll go my way, and I'll completely forget about all the things that I read. It's a new book every day. He says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. It's a wonderful thing. 24th verse, the 6th chapter. Now I'm going to go to the 7th chapter. I'll have you flipping back and forth pretty soon. 7th chapter, 7th verse. Now I want you to think about this. And I want you to think, do I believe in this? Ask, and it shall be given you. Do we ask? The reason why we don't receive it sometimes is because we ask amiss. But think about this. Ask, and it shall be given you. This is Jesus Christ talking to us. Do we believe that? Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how much to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask Him? That's what He's talking about here. Ask Him. Amen. For the comfort. He's the God of all comfort. Ask Him for the things that you need in this life. Amen. Not things, but the wonders of His love. Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. You know, God says, or Jesus tells us, love thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, and to love thy neighbor as thyself. This is the way that you love your neighbor. He says, all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. Amen. We try to digest that down to the golden rule that we came up with. It's been in the scriptures forever. Do to others as you would like to have them do unto you. Go back to the 24th verse of chapter 6 in Matthew. Think about this. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. That's why it's so much harder for a rich man to get to heaven than a camel go through a needle's eye. Think about that. Worried about your money, you better worry about God above. He will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. We serve God. Therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life. That's all we're worried about. We think about, well, I've got to have clothes. I've got to have a house. I've got to have this. I've got to have that. What does he tell us? Take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not life more than raiment and more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air. Think about this. For they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into the barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they are? We weary ourselves to death trying to get ahead in this world, and all we do is get deeper and deeper and deeper in debt, deeper and deeper into sin. We're not to worry about that sort of thing. We worry about the good things of God. And that worry transforms into joy. And why take you thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, they toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon, all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which is today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Every time he says that, he says it a multitude of times. O ye of little faith. It hits me right between the eyes. Why call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things I say? Is what Jesus said.
Yeah.
Why call me Lord and do not the things that I say?
Right.
If you love me, keep my commandments. He tells us that. Excuse me. Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? It's what we worry about most of the time. It all works out, doesn't it? Do you have a faith in God? Do you have a faith in Jesus Christ? That what He's saying is right? Do you believe in God? Yes, you believe in God. Believe also in me, is what Jesus said. There's a whole world out there that doesn't even believe that the Messiah has come. They don't believe in Jesus Christ. Let me tell you something, brothers and sisters. If it wasn't for Jesus Christ, I wouldn't know what to do. I had a preacher one time say, pretend there's a blackboard right here. write the name Jesus, and then pick up an eraser and erase it out. Where would you be without Jesus? Where would you be with all that advocate of all good things for us? I couldn't make it another day, brothers and sisters. None of us could. We have that peace because He has given us. My peace I give to you. For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all things. We're talking about the power of the universe. God above. He'll take care of you. He'll give you the desires of your heart. Those desires are of the good things that He puts in your heart. He'll give you the desire to go out and do a good job at your job today. He'll make sure that you have plenty. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Right. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. That love and joy in the Holy Spirit. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost is that kingdom of heaven. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. All these things shall be added unto you. Do you believe that? These are the words of Jesus Christ. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Oh, we worry about what's going to happen to me tomorrow. Am I going to be able to make it? Am I going to be able to get up in the morning? Am I going to die during the night? Brothers and sisters, Jesus is telling us, take no thought for that. Listen to what James says. Go to the book of James. And I'm going to go to the 19th verse of the first chapter of James. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. Wow.
Yeah.
For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. You ever get mad? You're not working the righteousness of God. Is that peace when you're mad, when you're upset, when you're... When old Adam is in control, we got to put Adam in the back seat. That old vile one. We've got to look towards Jesus for the following of that wonderful peace that He gives us. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Then let's go to the 22nd verse. But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Be ye doers of the word. It's always about the commandments of God, the Bible, His word, and the doing of it. It's the Urim and the Thummim. We have to do something in this life to experience that kingdom of heaven. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forget what matter of man he was. But whosoever look into the perfect law of liberty, that's a mouthful, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the words. Are you doing what Jesus has commanded you to? He says, if you love me, keep my commandments. But a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. If any man among you seem to be religious and bridle not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religious is vain. I didn't want to read that one. Because that just tears me apart. Every time I open this mouth, when it's in not in the Spirit of God, this old tongue will get you in trouble. I want to tell you, when I was first called to preach, my dad was a preacher and he told me, I said, "What I do, I don't know what to say." And he said, "Just get up, open the book, and open your mouth." He had a brother that was a preacher. He told me, one time he got up to preach, and the Lord was nowhere to be found. So I was at a crossroads right there. Each time I get up, I pray that God will be with me. I pray that God will be with you. I pray that the words of this book will come true before our eyes. I'm going to read one little bit in, I believe it's a psalm, talking about the Word and what we follow for Jesus Christ's sake. 19th Psalm, 7th verse. Now I want you to think about this, because God has said, "I will put my laws in their inward parts. I will put it in their minds. I will be their God, and they shall be my people." What does he say about his words? This is David talking to us. "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul." You want to be converted from that darkness into His marvelous light? "The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true, and righteousness altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey in the honeycomb." These are the words of God we're talking about here. "Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward." God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Now think about that. The one that's in control. If any man come to God, he must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. "Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened." It's a wonderful thing to lift our Jesus Christ on high, because He is our all in all. He is everything to us, brothers and sisters. We need to take that out this door and let your light so shine. Jesus says, "I am the light of the world." He is the light of the world. But He has ascended to the right hand of God. And He says, "Ye are the light of the world." How does that happen? It's Jesus Christ in you, my dear brothers and sisters. It is God in you that wills to do of His good pleasure. How precious it is to have the God of all creation and His Spirit to be with us today. God bless you. It's been so good to be with you. Love you.